here because I'm sure enough coming.
Great.
To Atlanta.
Are y'all just coming just to visit the city?
Yeah.
It's a good place to visit the country. Yeah,
I know it. Oh, yeah. Do you go to the underground a lot?
I don't, but you know, it's like when you live in the city, you don't go to those places.
Yeah, I know
what
you mean, because I've been to Opryland once since it's been there.
Right. But I'd go with you, you know, get double date or something, go down there. It's really fun, but you got to spend some money. Mm. Like the drinks are about $2. But it's funny because you don't mind how small that
book is. Well, okay. The drinks here are $2.50.
Where?
Downtown and all around.
I bought them for $1.50.
Where?
At the Holiday Inn. Where I'm staying.
What kind of drink was it?
It was a scotch, and Meg drinks gin and tonic.
Maybe it's like it because it's at a motel.
Maybe
I mean,
it's
club
not a real
spots.
Nice. Oh, well, no, this isn't a fancy club. It's just a little lounge.
Oh,
yeah, that's probably why. Okay. What do you call a woman who's lost her husband? Whose husband died?
Oh, widow.
All right, how about a woman whose husband just left her? You got a word for that?
No, I don't have a word for it.
Have you ever heard of grass widow?
No. Grass widow?
That's an expression for a woman who's not really a widow and that her husband didn't really die. He just took off one day.
Yeah.
Left her with the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grass widow.
The man whose daughter you are is your...
father.
And what do you call him?
Father. I mean, well, I call him daddy.
Okay. And the woman whose mother...
You mean my mother?
Yeah.
I call her mama.
Okay. And together, they would be called...
parents.
Did you have any names? What did you call your grandfathers? Well, you only knew one grandfather, right?
Right. You wouldn't believe this, but we didn't call him grandfather. We called him Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill? That's cute. Did everybody in the family call him?
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody called him Mr. Bill.
We had one in our family. We called him Papa. He was my great-grandfather, but I called him Papa. Mm-hmm. And all the relatives did. It's like that.
But Papa means daddy, but...
Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill, you know.
Weird.
It really is. I mean, even his own daughters, you know.
Oh, really?
In other words, it wasn't that they respected him. They really did. It's just that saying Mr. Bill was just like saying daddy, you know. I don't know. You know, it was just...
Even when they were children, or did it develop later?
I believe it started when they were kids. And they just said Mr. Bill, like, just like it meant daddy, you know.
That's cute.
And we called our grandmother mother. Up until when he died, we decided to start calling her grandmother. So.
Okay. But you did call her mother for a while? That's interesting. What do you call your sons and daughters together?
My children, if I had any.
If you had any.
I wish I did.
Looking forward to having
family.
What do you call the thing that you push a baby in?
Cradle.
Right.
I mean, you mean...
outside.
I call it a stroller.
Your children are your sons and your...
daughters.
And your children are boys and...
girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant or expecting.
Yeah. Any other either polite expressions or slang expressions?
She's carrying a heavy load. I mean, yeah. What do they say? Something like a heavy load. I can't think of it right now. Something they say is real funny.
That's all right. Okay. If you think of it, go ahead.
Okay.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might call in for a woman to do it. What'd she be called? Ever heard of a midwife?
Mm-mm.
How about a granny? A granny woman?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not in that way.